Matthew chapter 14. At that time Herod the Tetrarch heard of Jesus' fame, and said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He has risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works are showing themselves in him." Because Herod had laid hold on John, and bound him, and put him in prison because of Herodias's sake, his brother Philip's wife. Because John said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." But when he wanted to put him to death, he feared the multitude, because they counted him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday was celebrated, the daughter of Herodias danced before them, and pleased Herod. Upon which he promised with an oath to give her whatever she would ask. And she, being instructed beforehand by her mother, said, "Give me John the Baptist's head on a platter." And the king was sorry, nevertheless, because the oath's sake, and those who sat with him at meal, he commanded it to be given her. And he sent and beheaded John in the prison. And his head was brought in on a platter, and given to the girl, and she brought it to her mother. And his disciples came, and took up the body, and buried it, and went and told Jesus. When Jesus heard of it, he departed from there by ship to a desert place apart, and when the people had heard of it, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth, and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to depart. You give them food to eat." And they said to him, "We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, "Bring them to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they all ate, and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that were left, 12 baskets full. And those who had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. And immediately Jesus commanded his disciples to get into a ship, and to go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain by himself to pray. And when the evening had come, he was alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves because the wind was rough. And in the 4th watch of the night, between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But Jesus quickly spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, call me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the rough wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they had come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." And when they had crossed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all around that country, and brought to him all who were diseased, and sought for him that they might only touch the hem of his clothing. And as many as touched him were made perfectly whole.